This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 26, 2023. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma lawmakers are set to take up a new bill to legalize sports betting. OPMX's Allison Herrera has been following the story and what it would mean for tribal nations in the state.
Matt Morgan chairs the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association. He says the state's tribes all have varied levels of interest in sports betting.
But because of the uniqueness of their operations and their markets, how those proposals are set forth, the fine details are going to be really important of whether they're supportive of the idea or not.
Governor Kevin Stitt is pushing for the legalization of sports betting, and a bill filed by Ponca City Representative Ken Luttrell would do just that. But the devil's in the details, says Muscogee Nation spokesperson Jason Salzman.
Right now, as it is, the language in the proposals, I don't think it works for the Muscogee Nation as is. Now, that's not saying that we can, work to build on it and get some things worked out.
Luttrell's bill involves a tiered fee structure for tribes where they pay more of a percentage of their revenue based on how much money they take in. That resembles the state's exclusivity payments for tribes under the Model Gaming Compact. In 2022, tribal nations paid more than $166 million in exclusivity fees to fund education and other services. Regardless, it appears the bill will need work and tribal nations will need to be consulted. The online news outlet The Frontier reports Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat says he won't support a deal before Oklahoma's 39 tribes come to the negotiating table. I'm Allison Herrera.
Another pandemic-related break for low-income earners and families is coming to an end. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports food costs are going to get even harder to deal with for hundreds of thousands of Oklahomans.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP or food stamps, has been giving families a little more help for the past 3 years. Each month, anyone using the benefit would have about $100 more to spend on groceries. But when Congress passed its $1.7 trillion spending bill last year, lawmakers nixed that extra benefit. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services, which administers the federal program for the state, is telling families to prepare for the drop, which begins on March 1st. In fiscal year 2022, more than 850,000 Oklahomans used those benefits. During that time, the average benefit was about $7 per person per day. That works out to be about $2.36 per meal. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
And while nearly 50,000 jobs were added to Oklahoma's economy in 2022, the unemployment rate is also up from the previous year. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show a nearly 3% increase in workers from 2021 to 2022, with the largest portion of job growth in the government sector. However, seasonally adjusted unemployment was up by nearly 11,000 people, and statistics show Oklahoma has about 2 job openings for every 1 person seeking a job. For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.